Welcome to the Big Fucking Feelings Podcast, a show on how to use psychology to process your emotions, train your brain, and deal with being a human. And now, me, your host, psychology major, corporate badass, and certified life coach, Michelle Kevill. Hello, everyone. I hope you're well. And if not, I got you. At least you are here. My name is Michelle Kevill, and I help high-achieving corporate women feel passionate about their job again. Welcome to today's episode. I'm coming off a massive high, guys. We just had our How to Get Promoted Without Overworking webinar. It was so much fun. By the time you receive this recording, we'll actually be gone, but I will be hosting more of these. And yeah, it's been really good. And I've been having a little bit of a little break afterwards to just recoup and refocus on what else I want to provide for you guys. But just getting into it today. So this is going to be an interesting one. And I'll be honest, I'm trying to figure out the title. I swear I come on these episodes and I'm just like, hey guys, I have an idea. I haven't figured out the title yet, but I'm going to figure out. I have all the content. I just like to rework the title a little bit so it like resonates with people and it makes sense. You know, you just format it a little bit. And I like to give myself a little bit of time and thinking space with that one. But really I'm talking about today the emotional investment you put into drama, specifically like corporate gossip and drama at work, and whether it's really worth the fight. And this whole episode came about actually separately from corporate, but it's so interesting. I am looking back over my whole career being like, oh yeah, no, I definitely escalated stuff, emotionally got involved with like just drama that was happening or just reacting to that situation really strongly where I could have let that go. But this all came about because, as you know, I'm getting married. And, you know, they say, I think it's like getting divorced, buying a house, and marriage are like one of the most stressful things. And I actually think it's really just dealing with two different families coming together, cultural traditions and stuff like that, and differences in generations that really cause all the drama. And I've had to do a lot of thought work myself on some of this. And I really had to take a step back from some drama that has just been happening. It is past now, but I was really in the thick of it probably about 2 months ago. And I really realized what I was reacting to was me feeling like I needed to stand up in these situations, but it was actually causing more harm than good. And this is something I wanted to discuss because I think there are two ways about it. I think some people fear, especially at work, it's like, I don't want to get sucked into all this stuff, but I also want to be able to stand up to myself when I'm in the middle of like said drama or if people are saying stuff about me or something like that. And I'm going to tell you how to differentiate the two and how to be able to show up for yourself how you actually want to, but also let go of things. And you are not going to believe this, the amount of things you do just need to let go that you are just applying a heap of thoughts to, that your brain is getting like super, super defensive because it's like, I have to protect you, and actually you can let it go and it can be fine. And I'm going to give you some really good examples and we're going to go into it in more detail. And before I get started, I want to reach out to anyone that is wanting to work with me, that is curious about the process and what it looks like. I have a 6-month program called the Epic Work and Life Program. It is for high achieving women like you that want to have a fantastic career and an amazing life as well. You do not have to have one or the other. You can have both. And here's the thing. If some of you are sitting there thinking, okay, I'm going to get on the call and she's just going to do a hard sell and push me into yes, I want you to get on the call for your clarity. So you just know that at the end of the day, is this a yes or is this a no? On these calls, I help you make a good decision that is right for you. Of course, I'll talk about the program, but only if it's not right for you. And if anything else, you just walk away with clarity. And clarity matters because it honestly is the first step to you moving in the right direction, to finding a solution that works for you. Otherwise, you're just going to be sitting here listening to my stuff, trying to figure out, trying all these other things, looking at that, you're coming back to me. Like seriously, because I've been having this happen recently with some discovery calls. Like I've been wanting to come on a call for a while and I'm just reaching out to you guys right now. Come on the fucking call. Even if you're thinking the program isn't like right for you, or if you've got some doubts about it, during the consult, I will help you unpack all of that and all those fears. Because for a lot of you as well, some of these fears are actually stopping you from making the best decision for yourself, which is to invest in yourself, whether it's with me or whether it's something else. And it's seriously, it's one of those things where like, oh, what's the word? It's like you're just cutting down your options. If there's like three options you want to do that's going to help you, three things, you just like, it's like going to a house. Or I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good metaphor here. You have three houses. You go to those houses. You like what you don't like. You do your pros and cons and stuff like that. But you can't do that unless you go to the house, unless you investigate it. So come on the discovery call. I genuinely want to work with people who want to work with me and who are a honest, good fit for the program. So the link is in the show notes. I'd love to speak to you and I'd love to flesh that out with you. Right. But back to our scheduled episode. At the end of the day, because we're all humans with different brains, with different thoughts, and if you're a common listener, you hear this all the time, we all then come together with other humans and they all have different thoughts and stuff like that. And it's just natural in any corporate world, you're going to have a person that you don't really like or that you don't fully get along with or they're a little bit off. But then other people might say they're great, and that's fine because, again, different thoughts, different backgrounds, different experiences, that's just life. What can sometimes happen is people can sometimes clash, whether that is in an actual meeting where people are, I don't know, raising their voices, whether that's workplace gossip that's happening sometimes, and like groups of people are kind of grouping together talking about it. That's just life. That's what happens. And what happens a lot of times is because we're interpreting the world through our own view and lens, sometimes we get things that go against our manual or way of being and we react to it. Now, here's the thing. Even if 20,000 other people said, yes, that person shouldn't have done that thing. Maybe someone has sent you, let's just put it really simply. Let's say someone sent you a rude email. And even if 20,000 of those people said to you, like, this is pretty rude, whatever. Sometimes what happens is we can just add more fuel to the fire. Now, I say this a lot. What do I mean by that? I mean, you're sitting there. You're thinking, oh my God, I cannot believe they have done that. I am so mad. I'm going to send a nasty email back. I'm going to like bring it up with them. I'm going to tell all these people, blah, blah, blah. Not that some of those actions you could say aren't right or wrong. I really like to come from a neutral space when I deal with this stuff. But can you just take a second to look at where are your emotions at right now? Are they coming from a place of like getting on the attack, wanting to be defensive? Or a place of like, how do I have my own back? How do I hold space for the emotions that I'm having right now? And think of a, you could say, tactical way. Like, how do I really want to show up about this? And another, a really good way to frame this is, if this was happening to your friend, how would you be like telling them to handle this? Because you would likely be coming up with completely different actions to where you're at in your headspace right now. And there have been a lot of times, and I've seen this with clients, where we go through all the thoughts. We go through everything and it's just touching on the fact that there is a part of you that feels completely wronged, dismissed, and it like wants to get something back. Like it wants to like, you know, not be put in that position again and I'm going to go on the attack. Now, it's not that that is necessarily wrong. Again, I like to come up neutrally with this because my job as a coach isn't to tell my clients or even you guys what to do. You can do whatever you want. It's just to help you recognize where all those like actions are coming from. You can even model this out and see what results you're potentially going to get. Because here's another thing that people don't discuss enough, I feel. Even though, and I say this before and I did an episode earlier on how this works, we have, you know, reactions to certain circumstances, right? Certain events happen and we have thoughts about them. They cause our feelings. I've talked about this before. What we don't talk about is how our models or our way of being, our own thoughts, feelings, etc., do impact other people. And it does have a downward effect. And we can see this even with like management, like your boss isn't happy. And then the whole team is freaking out wondering why they're not happy. And then I talk about it all the time, like there could be a number of reasons, etc., but you take that on yourself. And it's the same thing when I see this kind of workplace drama happening. I see one person in their own world doing a thing, doing an action from that place, that you could say negative place, and then all you're doing is it's like you're taking all of that on yourself. It's like you were just drinking the poison. You're just taking it all in. And then You're doing something in your own space in reaction to that, and then they're doing the same thing. All you're doing is sharing like negative emotions between each other. You're just passing it on like freaking ping pong or a tennis game. And what happens is it gets down into a really deep spiral. Like lots of things can happen. Like you get this angry email, maybe you respond back to that angry email, maybe you talk to them or something, but you just, like what I'm trying to say is you escalate the problem even further versus taking a step back to look at, okay, how do I actually want to show up in this situation? Do I want to be, you know, calm, confident, raising my manager? What am I feeling right now? Why is this triggering me so much? What is coming up for me? And that's what I mean when I say, is the fight really worth it? Because I really want you to be looking at every single thing, not even if it's like interpersonal stuff, even just things like tasks, whatever it is that you are getting angry at. And are you just giving up? Like, are you putting so much emotional labor into being angry at the thing that you can't fucking change? You can't change people, all right? People are just people. Shit's gonna happen. I'm not saying you can't have a vent every now and again, but we really try to stick with the whole, like, people should act like this. This should be this way at work. Why is this happening here? And there needs to be, like, you can drop all that drama just by accepting that, yeah, it is what it is right now. Like, we have really, I don't know, shitty processes right now. And it's taking us a longer time to get things done because the company won't fund this thing that's going to help. Once you kind of accept that, you actually release a whole heap of emotional drama. What is emotional drama? What am I talking about? Like, let's look at the trickle-down effect. Ruminating, getting angry during work, like thinking about it all the time, coming home, venting about it to your partner instead of like connecting with them, or not being present with your kids, like being on the weekend and like, again, not being present and just thinking, oh my God, I have to go back to this thing on Monday. And like, it's like you want it to be a peach, but at the moment you have an apple and you're like, I just want it to be a peach, Michelle. I want it to be a peach. And I'm like, no, you have a fucking apple. Deal with the apple. Now, some of you are going to get a little bit not happy with me when I say all this stuff. And I understand where you're coming from because I would have heard this a few years ago and I would have been like, shut up, Michelle, get out of my ears right now. I hear what you're going through. Because on the flip side, how do you not become a punching bag then? How do you not just take shit as it is and be like, well, I'm just accepting that this is happening? Like, let's take an extreme example. If like someone like punches you, because I've had clients say this to me, like, why do I just accept shit happening to me all the time? I'm like, do not go to that extreme. When you let emotional drama go, when this stuff triggers you and you realize the deep reason as to why it's triggering you, what it's picking up on for you, because I guarantee you there are all these little subconscious thoughts that it's just attacking and it's just picking up on. Like, I say this all the time, right? I would never get offended if anyone at my work said like, oh my God, I don't like your 50 styles dresses. I'd just be like, cool. Like, I don't really care. But I would if someone was, yeah, sent a really, I don't know, rude email to something. That of course would trigger me. But why would it trigger me? Well, it's going to bring up all my stuff around maybe my self-worth, maybe my work ethic, all those thoughts that sit in the subconscious. And yes, even as a coach, are they still there for me? Sure. The difference is I know how to freaking manage them. I know how to work with them. I know when they pop up immediately now and I'm like, ah, it's that thought playing around there. Okay, I need to take some time out. I need to regulate. I need to do a model, etc. That's the difference. Now, when you have that level of connection with your thoughts, you're then able to decide and figure out for yourself what your boundaries are. From such a cleaner state, because at the moment, the likely reason you're getting reactive is because you have been put in situations where you had to be reactive. That was the only way to keep you safe. Maybe there's a lot of uncertainty. Maybe you had been told something and we pushed around. And now your brain and body is like, right, when this happens, I want to see it and I want to avoid it. But that is coming from scarcity. That is coming from lack. That is coming from, you're like a dog that's like barking at every single thing going by. Not every single thing, maybe like a postman. Like, yeah, the postman. The postman is the work drama, right? You're barking at that all the time. And you're thinking, like a dog, my dog, Indy, he thinks whenever he barks at the postman, he gets rid of it because it goes away. No, it just left because it, you know, went to the next house. And that's the same thing. Your body is like, right, when I act this way, it is protecting me. Like, it is the way, like, it's getting rid of the problem versus actually just sitting with everything that is going on for you right now. So where am I going with all this? What am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to say you need to start being way more reflective of anything that is really just pissing you off at work. Sure, emotional, like people drama and stuff like that, that is definitely one thing. I think that's the easiest at the start because I feel like that can be really, especially with like, you know, people and we used to live in tribes and we want to be a part of the tribe. I've talked about this before, that type of stuff, that stuff. But also look at things that you kind of just hate at your work and how much emotional labor are you giving up? How much emotional investment are you just worrying about something and like not working, being angry because it's this process doesn't happen this exact way that it should and it would be 1,000 times better if it was? How much energy do you give up and what does it give you? What do you get in return? You get nothing. Nothing changes. Nothing happens. You're just angry. Versus taking that energy and either making it constructive or going inwards, and I think you should do both, go inwards and figure out, right, why am I getting triggered by this? Why is this popping up for me? Why is this such a struggle? So what I need you to do is just look at what you're getting upset with. What are some of those thoughts? And ask yourself, where is this? Why do I want to be on the offense? Why do I want to get defensive? And of course, it's completely natural. Like when humans are interacting with other humans and we're saying, you could say like a rude email, something like that. Yeah, sure. It's going to trigger our fight or flight response. It's going to trigger our stress response. We're going to have all these thoughts, etc. Just notice those thoughts and then pretend that you're a friend. And what advice would you give a friend? Because the advice you'd give a friend would be completely different because you're not in that emotional state with them. You're outside that and you're like, oh, I would, you know, document it and like maybe speak with their manager or talk to HR, yada, yada. Whereas it may be in that emotional state, you're like, no, I'm going to respond right now. I'm so mad. I'm going to defend myself, etc. Again, not saying that isn't the wrong thing to do. I really do like to be neutral with these things because everyone like has, oh my God, everyone has a completely different life circumstances and stuff going on and team cultures, etc. But you can only figure out what works for you when you emotionally detach from some of this drama. I have done that with my wedding and oh my God, I am making it so much more stress-free. I'm setting boundaries, clear boundaries with family, and then I'm just enacting on those, but I'm also just separating myself from controlling how other people feel and what other people want to do surrounding that. And I'm like, great, I should do this. It's so funny too, because I do this all the time in like work, my business, and then this thing is happening. And it's so interesting how my brain kind of went backwards a little bit, which of course it was going to because I've never planned a wedding before. But it was interesting because I had all these skills that I've learned during like corporate, etc. I was able to just quickly apply it and just make this such a stress-free wedding. It's only like been a little bit stressful for me just with that period there. And I'm just choosing to figure things out and let things happen and it's going to be okay. Like, again, I'm not putting this emotional investment. I see this a lot with other people who are planning a wedding, going on a tangent here. And a lot of it has to do when I do talk to them about it, I do sometimes bring up the question like, you know, why do you want this to be the absolute perfect wedding? And it's like, well, you know, look good for the family, look good for me. Like it comes down again, you're just placing, to really summarize it, like your self-worth and everything on that wedding. And either way, who cares what people are going to say during the wedding or whatever? It's just going to be our day and it's going to be a great day. So it's a little tangent there, but to show you how to kind of detach yourself. Anyway, that's it for today's episode. I will see you next week. And again, I just want to say a really big thank you to you guys. Like, I've been getting a few people rating the podcast coming in. My video recently went viral. We had some people attending the webinar. It's just so lovely to just see you guys in the community that we're all like bringing together around this. So a big thanks to you and I'll be back with more next week. Hey, are you feeling super overwhelmed on the weekend? You just cannot stop thinking about work and you really wish there was an off button. Well, you should sign up for my 5-day challenge, how to disconnect from work and enjoy your weekend again in a way that actually works for you, not against you. Doom scrolling on social media or binging Netflix, that's a thing of the past. I'm going to teach you a secret that I only share with my one-on-one clients that I'll be sharing for free in this challenge. Over the next 5 days, we're going to go through why you keep worrying, how to handle the top 3 most common weekend worries, and a step-by-step guide on how to get you out of anxiety and back into calm so you can truly enjoy your time off. Link is in the show notes below to sign up. We start on Wednesday, the 22nd of November. I'll see you there.